KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 35 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise a partly cloudy to cloudy sky today in a high of 41. Good morning, Merry Christmas. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. The occupants of a home in Red Oak escaped without injury early Monday morning after a fire broke out at around 3:15. According to reports, several departments responded to the fire in the upstairs bedroom at 410 East Knuckles Avenue in Red Oak. A functional smoke detector alerted the residents to the danger. The second floor of the home sustained extensive fire and water damage. Red Oak Fire was assisted at the scene by crews from Elliott and Stanton. Red Oak Police, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Mid-American Energy, and Red Oak's Water Department also provided assistance. The firefighters were on the scene for about 2.5 hours. The American Red Cross was contacted to assist the home's residents, and the cause of the fire remained under investigation. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that three people were arrested over the weekend. 41-year-old Edward Allen Blau of Henderson was arrested Sunday afternoon for driving while barred. His arrest took place following a traffic stop at 230th and Highway 92 in Pott County. 31-year-old Travis Wayne Cole of Council Bluffs was arrested Sunday afternoon following a traffic stop as well. He was also taken into custody for driving while barred. And Saturday night, 29-year-old Christopher James Westcott of Council Bluffs was arrested for serious domestic assault with injury following an incident involving his 24-year-old ex-wife. The woman had suffered apparent minor injuries. In an update to our earlier reports, the Iowa State Patrol says an Ames woman was cited following an investigation into a rollover accident near Menlo Sunday morning. 22-year-old Rashmi Kuntala was cited for failure to maintain control. Authorities say Kuntala was driving a Ford Fusion on Interstate 80 westbound in the left lane a little after 9 a.m. Sunday when she noticed she was going too fast. The woman tried to brake, but her brakes apparently failed. She then panicked and jerked the steering wheel to the right. The car entered the north ditch and rolled several times before hitting an Iowa Department of Transportation information sign. Two of the occupants of the vehicle complained of pain but refused medical treatment. Stewart Fire and Ambulance and Menlo Ambulance assisted the State Patrol at the scene of that accident. Police in Council Bluffs said yesterday they were investigating an apparent home invasion that took place Sunday night and resulted in shots fired, with a man and his dog being shot. Authorities say officers were called at around 8 p.m. to 1030 Fifth Avenue. Officers arrived and found that a male victim at that location had been shot in the left arm. His dog had also been shot. The dog died at the scene. The male victim was treated and released from the University of Nebraska Medical Center a short time after the incident. An investigation is ongoing, and authorities said additional information will be released when it becomes available. Well, a school district in southwest Iowa's Union County is being awarded a $500,000 federal grant for security upgrades through the Stop School Violence Act. Steve McDermott, superintendent of the Creston Community School District, says the $500,000 will go a very long way in the district, which has an early childhood center, an elementary, and a middle and a high school.
We have a lot of money invested already in our safety and security, but this will really, really round out and really advance what we're doing in terms of tightening up security.
The grant includes funding for a shooter alert system, advanced technology which uses sensors where that detect a firearm has been discharged.
A lot of times you hear where they have an incident or a tragedy where people heard noises but they thought it was firecrackers or they thought it was some other noise. Mm-hmm. Well, this actually, from air pressure and all, can determine if a gun goes off. And then it sends automatic messages to local law enforcement.
There's also a panic button system installed, a new entry system, and a new exterior lighting. The federal dollars will also pay for mobile metal detectors.
We won't set those up at a specific door permanently. We'll move those. They'll be at one door one day and possibly another door another. We also hope to set those up at football games in the fall.
The district also plans to add more advanced paging systems and expand the current two-way radio system for communications between schools. Elsewhere in state news, a man charged in the fatal shooting of a man during a Davenport home robbery last year has been given 35 years in prison. Scott County District Court records say 22-year-old Nikita Wiseman was sentenced Friday in Davenport. He'd pleaded guilty in April to burglary and robbery after prosecutors dropped murder and other charges. Wiseman was among those charged at the fatal shooting of 20-year-old Brady Tomlinson in September of 2017. Wiseman agreed to testify against the others involved, including Tristan Alderman and Darmithe Culbreth, who were convicted last week of first-degree murder. In our funeral announcements, Jean Leslie, age 80, of Atlantic, died December 15th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jean Leslie will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Don Weisenborn, age 89, of Sac City, died Sunday. Funeral services for Don Weisenborn will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Sac City. Farber and Ottoman Funeral Home of Sac City has the arrangements. Dallas Strand, age 76, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Dallas Strand will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Norman Bringelson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Cremation has taken place and burial with military honors for Norman Bringelson will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Edna Reiner Witzman, age 68, of Eldon, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died December 19th. Memorial services for Edna Witzman will be held January 5th at 10 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Janet Rutledge, age 79, of Ankeny and formerly of the Messina area, died December 19th. Celebration of life services for Janet Rutledge will be held January 5th at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Cecilia Madonna Susanna Moeller, age 90, of Griswold, died December 18th at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Cecilia Moeller will be held on January 5th at 1 p.m. at the Plymouth Presbyterian Church in Lamar's. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.